This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. The dollar has been falling relative to other currencies. That makes buying imported goods more expensive in the U.S., but it also means products made here are more competitive on the world market. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, that's good news for U.S. manufacturers, especially the auto industry.
If you want to know where the falling dollar makes a big difference, all you have to do is come to a car dealership. I'm at Victory Honda in Plymouth, Michigan, and I'm going to talk to Michelle Krebs. She's an analyst with Edmunds.com.
The weak dollar is good for manufacturers in the U.S., whether they're the big three or German or whatever, because they can export at an advantage.
It makes the U.S. a good place to manufacture goods. That's after decades of manufacturing fleeing abroad.
Well, I think it surprises people that the U.S. is a good manufacturing base, because look at all of the industries that we've lost. But the automobile manufacturing base is still very strong here. And in fact, we're attracting automakers from around the world to make cars in the United States.
Not only is the dollar weakening, currencies such as the yen have been gaining strength, furthering the imbalance. BMW, Toyota, Subaru, Honda, and others are expanding production in the U.S. Volkswagen just opened a plant in Chattanooga this summer, and Krebs says not only are Volkswagen and BMW building cars here to sell here, they're exporting cars from here.
Even if the dollar shifts against other currencies, you're not going to just stop manufacturing, because these are multi-billion dollar investments that they make. They've set up supplier networks and export logistics, so they're not going to just tomorrow change that.
So that's probably a good thing, at least for the industry.
Right. And it's for the long term. It's good for American workers. It's good for the American economy, because all that money is generated here.
Well, the bad thing about having a weak U.S. dollar is that import prices are more expensive.
Gregory Dacko is an economist with IHS Global Insight.
I think that what we're seeing right now is that when you look back over the last, say, 30 years, the dollar is at a historically low level.
The lower the U.S. dollar, the lower the buying power for U.S. consumers, the more expensive those usually cheap imported products you get at your friendly neighborhood big box store. Also, that trip to Europe might not be so attractive now. But Dacko says as the U.S. limps its way through a sluggish recovery, the economies in places such as Brazil, Russia, India, and China are still growing. And our products are getting more and more attractive to them.
Which is helping the U.S. economy because it's providing further source of demand, further source of revenue from these sales to foreigners.
Dacko says as Americans' confidence ebbs and flows, demand for U.S. goods elsewhere in the world can keep the American economy going.
You could say that the dollar is one of the last plugs that keeps the boat afloat.
Dacko says he thinks that plug in the leaky boat will hold, for now at least. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.